This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today. We're starting a new series called Joy. And I'd like to start by reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 9 in the King James. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. What a beautiful passage here. You know, it talks about how we're blessed and how we're kept by the power of God. And really the passage culminates by declaring that we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. There have been times when I've walked in a joy that could not be defined, explained, or expressed in words. It could only be felt. And, you know, there have been moments in my life, like I said, the day I got saved, the day I got filled with the Holy Spirit, the day I led the first person to Jesus Christ, certainly the day I got married. What a wonderful presence of God I sensed on that day. Even on that morning, a few hours before I got married, I got up early, about 5 in the morning, and I just felt such a beautiful presence of God. Such a peace came upon me in that moment when I held each of my beautiful little babies. What a joy. You know, every time you preach the gospel and you give an altar call and people respond, you know, to see people there, standing there weeping, you know, under conviction, just being touched by the love of God. You know, these moments are, they're beautiful. You can't describe them. It's like time collides with eternity in that moment, and we get such a sense of the eternal, such a sense of the love of God. Certainly when we had the March for Jesus and over 12,000 people gathered in Dublin, and you know, to stand in front of those people and pray and lift up the name of Jesus and to hear the praises of God's people resounding through the streets of our city, that was one of those days, that was one of those moments. Certainly as a pastor, I've been carrying a burden for this nation for quite a number of years now. And, you know, at times God shows you things that can be, and you carry the burden of that vision. And certainly I carried the vision for the March of Jesus in my heart for many months, and to finally see that vision manifested, like I said, with people coming from all around the island, north and south. There was such an atmosphere of celebration and joy. And anyway, John 16 and verse 17, then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. And because I go to the Father, they said therefore, what is this that he says a little while? We do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, are you inquiring about yourselves, about what I said, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being is born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. So over and over again here, Jesus talks about joy. The joy that a mother has when, you know, the child that she has is born. And the joy that we as believers are to have. you know, from knowing the Lord and from even having answered prayer, asking you to receive, that your joy may be full. Proverbs 13 and 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. The NIV, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. How many people listening might have a longing to be married, or a longing to have a child, or to own a home, or to get out of debt, or to know the Lord better, or to maybe to be a soul winner, or to enter into ministry? The Bible says a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Certainly for me, to be in ministry, to be preaching the gospel every week, through so many avenues and directions, it is a dream come true. I've never felt like ministry was work. People talk about going to work on a Monday. I don't feel that. I love what I do. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. It's an honor. And I work hard at what I do, but it doesn't feel like work. So I'm a very, very blessed person to be able to do what I love to do. The New Living, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. And the Good News Bible, when hope is crushed, the heart is crushed, but a wish comes true fills you with joy. Think about that. When hope is crushed, the heart is crushed. And, you know, unfortunately, there are many people whose hearts are crushed because all of their lives they have been a square peg that's been hammered into a round hole. And as a consequence, they never fit. They never feel fulfilled. They never feel satisfied. They never activate the gifts that are on the inside of them. And as a consequence, they're crushed. What joy is released when your dreams are fulfilled? However, it's the battle before the victory, the storm before the calm, the climb before the view that can really test and challenge you. But this is the amazing thing. You don't have to wait until the need is met or the prayer is answered to have joy. You can have it now. You can have joy now. Develop an attitude of gratitude. You know, it's like asking some people, how are you doing? Okay, under the circumstances. Well, what are you doing under them? You're not meant to be under the circumstances. You're meant to be over the circumstances. The Bible says we're the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Blessed coming in, blessed going out. Because faith will infuse you with joy. Many believers fail simply because they lose their song. They take their eyes off the promise and put them on the problem. There have been times as a believer when I've had no reason whatsoever for joy. And yet, there it was, like a ray of sunlight piercing the darkness of a trying situation. Because joy will find you if you are a blood-bought child of God, even in tough times and dark places. Joy, just like Paul felt in a stinking prison. It's beyond doubt that the dominant message and theme of the book of Philippians is joy. And we're going to look at that tomorrow in further detail. But Philippians chapter 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. And so, to rejoice is a choice. We can choose joy. Because remember, Paul wrote this from prison. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. We're going to leave it there and just reflect. Reflect on that statement. Rejoice in the Lord always. Selah. Think about that. Ask yourself, how can I implement joy in my attitude, in my relationships, in my career, in my home, in my marriage, in my thinking, my talking, my walking? Lord, help me to rejoice in Jesus' name, because there's always a reason to rejoice. If nothing else, you're saved. Hallelujah. Heaven is before you. The best is yet to come. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom, shalom.